The U.S. Forest Service this week gave Kumho Mining the go-ahead to explore for copper and silver between Idaho City and Garden Valley. If Kumho finds enough of the metals, it will seek permission to build a large open-pit mine. Environmental groups have been challenging the project for years. They say just the exploration process endangers the headwaters of the Boise River, let alone the proposed mine. Adam Cotterell reports on what the exploration entails.
After waiting 8 years and spending about $2 million fighting environmental challenges, Kumho President Sean Dykes says his company will start exploring as early as next week. That means drilling deep, narrow holes and then analyzing what's pulled from the ground. But because that particular area of the Boise National Forest is so rugged, the company first has to build roads and what Dykes calls drill pads.
It's just a flat spot. You know, a drill is about the size of a pickup truck, and so you need to park it on a flat space. There's usually a sump where material that comes up the hole is dumped.
Dyke says before winter sets in, Kumho will just barely get the project started. It will begin in earnest next April. Over the 3 years of its exploration permit, the company could build up to 10 miles of road, more than 130 drill pads, and drill more than 250 holes. Environmental groups say the exploration will damage springs and streams in the Grimes Creek area. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.